This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. It's that time of year again when we turn to author and illustrator Grace Lynn for her list of the year's best children's books. The Florence, Massachusetts writer has gathered together a list for parents and grandparents who are looking to not only expand their children's book collection, but maybe add some diversity. We have that list at nepr.net. Grace, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me, we had an exciting list last year. Is this year's lineup as exciting and diverse?
It is. I actually think it's even better. The only thing that's different this year is that I've kind of narrowed it down to picture books and middle grade, like kind of keeping it in the elementary school range.
We could start with picture books. Do kids' books really have to have a lesson?
Oh, I don't think books need to have a lesson. Books are here to entertain, basically to tell a story. But there are kind of like hidden lessons, as there are in any good story. And some of these lessons are heavier than others, but all of them are just the life lessons that we see every day.
The one you have on top right there has an exciting looking cover. It's Thank You, Amu.
By Oji Mora, which is a kind of contemporary stone soup story, except it's stew. And it's really a great, fun, heartwarming book.
The next book that you have on your picture book list is called How to Be a Lion by Ed Vare.
Yes, I love this book. You know, we have a lot of talk these days about male toxicity and how boys are kind of forced to fit in this kind of like the structure of how to be a boy. And this is kind of like a perfect antidote to that book. It's not just for boys, obviously, but it's about a lion who is told that he has to be loud and rough, but he's not that way. He gets a friend duck and he likes poetry.
Oh.
And it's this really wonderful book to show that there's more than one way to be a lion.
The next book you have on your list in 2018 is going to introduce readers to the Cherokee Nation.
Oh, yes. That one is We Are Grateful, Ojalihalaga by Tracy Sorrell and illustrated by Franny Lasak. And this is a really wonderful book that shows the Cherokee community's tradition of being grateful for all the blessings and the challenges that the season brings.
Mm.
My last two books are, one is Alma and How She Got Her Name by Juana Martinez Neal. And this is a story about a girl who complains about her very, very long name. But after her father tells her the story of who and why she was named, it gives her a new understanding and appreciation of her name.
The last book that you have shortlisted for picture books is called What If? Now, is this going to be a book that parents will enjoy reading to the youngsters as much as the children are going to enjoy?
I think so, definitely. This one is, I think, for any budding artist or any parent who thinks their kid is very creative or wants their kid to be creative, because it's kind of told in this second person. It's like, what if the crayons were taken away? And the child answers, well, then I'll fold up the paper, you know, and what if the paper's taken away? And then it's like, well, I'll chisel up the table and carve the chair, you know, and it's kind of showing that you can have creativity no matter what. It doesn't matter about your materials or where you are or what you're given. You can be creative just because creativity is inside of you.
Now, there are a few middle grade books that you have shortlisted too. Is it a good indication if a book features a 10-year-old that that's going to be the intended reader's age?
Sometimes. It's, you know, these days there's so many kind of loosey-goosey rules about it, but I think usually children like to read up. So if it's a 10-year-old protagonist, I would say it's great for an 8 or 9-year-old to read, because that's usually what they want to read about.
There is a 10-year-old featured in Front Desk.
Yes. This is a really lovely book. It's based on the author's own personal experience, which you can really tell because the voice of the character is so authentic sounding.
Mm.
It's about a young girl. She has all the middle grade problems of a normal 10-year-old, but she also is kind of running this hotel with her parents. And she's kind of embarrassed about it and all these things. It's a really, really great book.
The next book you have on the list sounds like an adventure that many 12-year-olds would absolutely love. Their parents vanish. There are dreamy princes. There's magic. And there's battles.
Yes. That's The Serpent's Secret by Sanyantani Dasgupta. And, you know, it's not very often that a sixth grader is an interdimensional demon slayer, which she only finds out on her birthday. So that's a really super fun book that I really hope everybody gets a chance to read.
And you've also shortlisted for this year The Parker Inheritance.
Yes, I love this book. This book is so great for anybody who's like a fan of the Westing game. This is a great treasure hunt kind of story, but so many layers about social justice, about Black history in America. I think it's It's really a fun yet also illuminating book.
Now, there's one more book in your stack that we haven't mentioned, and that is A Big Mooncake for Little Star.
That's
Who
my
is
own
that
book.
By?
I have my book is A Big Mooncake for Little Star, and it's a story about a girl and her mother who make a huge mooncake, and she cannot resist eating it. And the reader gets to see how Little Star makes the phases of the moon.
That's author and illustrator Grace Lynn. She lives in Florence, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for sharing your 2018 favorite diverse children's book list with us.
Thank you.
We've posted that list at NEPR.net. This is New England Public Radio.